what's up, y'all? Welcome to Dish Nation. Okay, what is flying in today's news? What up, Portia?
Well, I do have another baby report, and I'll be telling you all about this celeb's baby a little bit later.
Also, there was a flip out on the HGTV set between exes Tarek El Moussa and Christina Hack. We'll explain.
Plus, Gary's cousin Prince Harry is spilling the tea about writing a memoir. Heidi and Frank will join us later, but HK, what you got going on?
Okay, well, it looks like Jeff Bezos took a page out of Richard Branson's book and flew up to the sky. Because Jeff Bezos blasted off in a space traveling 66 miles above the surface of the Earth with his own spacecraft, Blue Origin. Along for the ride was his brother Mark, 18-year-old Dutch teenager Oliver Damon, who became the youngest person in space, and former NASA trainee Wally Funk, who's 82. She now becomes the oldest person to travel into space. Wow. And the flight was actually kind of like a quickie, only 4 minutes before falling back to Earth to land in Texas.
Now, who would let their teenager go to space? I wonder.
I would not let my child go to no doggone space. You raise your child, feed them, bathe them, all of that just for them to escape to space. No, you're going to stay down here on Earth.
You don't have a teenager. Let PJ get 16. I would let that boy go, Jeffrey, go to space, go live with his daddy, go work at Starbucks. He just got to get out of my house. So.
But here's the ill thing about the 18-year-old, though. Like, he ended up getting that spot because another person who actually paid was unable to go on the trip. Really? So this dude is the stand-in.
Oh, wow.
But
to
Sherry's earlier point, once you have a teenager, that person's parents probably packed his bags for him.
Definitely.
But with all that being said, though, y'all, what do y'all think this spaceship look like? Because me and my friend was talking about it. We said, girl, it look like a meat missile. But some people say,
it looks like a meat missile. It looks like a meat missile, Gary. That's what it looks like.
You want something that's aerodynamic that can penetrate the wind in a perfect way, and I think this was the perfect design for that.
Yeah. It was going up in something. So, yeah.
All right, you guys. Speaking of going in something, I have a baby report. Just revealed that she and her boyfriend, Olive Aiden, welcomed their first child last week. That's right. Now, she posted this photo of herself and her bundle of joy on Instagram with the caption, "Gratitude for the most rare and euphoric birth, powered by love." And the baby boy's name is, check this, y'all, Ender Ridley Aiden. That's his name. Ender Ridley Aiden.
That's
nice. Yes.
That's pretty unique.
Ender means rare.
I like it.
Ender means rare.
I like that name.
It doesn't sound crazy, but it still sounds very unique. So I like that name. He's not going to be embarrassed to go to school and tell people his name.
What's going
to
be his nickname, though? End?
His nickname could be his initials, Era. E-R-A.
That is dope.
Well, there is some big HGTV drama going on, y'all, if you watch HGTV. And so reportedly, Tarek El Moussa allegedly flipped out on his flipper flop co-star and ex-wife, Christina Hack, on the set of their show last week for the way she let him know it was time to film. So sources claim he went on a verbal tirade towards his ex, comparing her to his current fiance, saying his current fiance was hotter and richer than Christina.
He also
reportedly claimed that he made Christina and called her a washed up loser. He reportedly yelled, "Look at me! Look at me! Look at me!" It's called winning. The world knows you're crazy.
Whoa.
Can y'all believe that?
Sherry, I've never seen that show before, and I don't know any of these people, but is there any truth to what he's saying? Did he actually make this person? Like, would we have known who she was if
they
it wasn't for him?
They started together,
and they were married for many years, and they have... And they had two kids together, and they divorced, but they've continued to do their HDTV show together.
As a viewer, it does make you watch it with a different set of eyes, though, because you want to see, like, ooh, is this one of those episodes where they was fighting when the camera wasn't rolling?
Right.
You kind of lean into it a little bit more. Yep. So now I get it.
That's the worst thing a man could do to his ex-wife is say that the new chick is better. Ooh. That's when you get people tearing up the
set.
If
that would have been an African-American couple, he would have called her all kind of bitches and whores. But he said she was a washed-up loser.
You call me a washed up loser. That ain't gonna mean nothing to me. I'm like, but were you here?
Right.
But you still trying to get this check?
Of course you're gonna walk away laughing.
I'm a loser.
Washed up loser all the way
really?
To the bank.
Okay.
Well, Gary, you know what? Spilling the tea must run in the family because your cousin, Prince Harry, the Duke of Sussex, is telling all his business in his new memoir, darling. Prince Harry has secretly been writing his juicy, controversial memoir about his lifetime in the public eye from childhood to present day, his military duties in the Middle East, and the joy he's found in being the husband to Meghan Markle, the Duchess of Sussex, and fatherhood. Okay? Now, Prince Harry did release a statement about his upcoming tell-all, saying, "I'm writing this not as the prince I was born, but as the man I've become." Ooh!
Uh-oh.
This sounds like it's gonna be some tea, and it's gonna be piping. What y'all think?
He was letting you know when he let you know, not as a prince, honey. I had to put the crown down, honey, to pick the teacup
to become this
he
man.
He is about to tell it all, and I am here for it. Speak your truth, Harry.
This is gonna be really good.
Gary, now this is your family. I think out of everybody, you can speak on this. This is your cousin now. Now, do you think he is going to really spill the tea, or do you think he's going to tread lightly like Brad said? What you think?
He's going to be in between. He's not going to tell everything, but he's going to tell about how his stepmother was a whore, how she used to creep in the palace when Diane was...
That's the H word.
He's going to...
Gary, damn.
He's going to tell it all.
Gary.
They've already stripped his kids of their titles. They don't even have titles, the kids.
They stripped the kids.
They didn't put his wife out. What's the worst they could do to him?
Well, then he should go like we say in the South. He should go for broke. Leave it all in at the altar, Harry. Leave it at the altar.
Leave it at the altar.
Well, Heidi, honey, I hear that one actress has some strong feelings about sex scenes.
That's right, Gary. Shailene Woodley recently did an interview with The Hollywood Reporter, and she shared her feelings on wearing clothes during sex scenes. So here's what she said. Oftentimes, in movies, you see two people having sex, and the woman has her bra on. And in real life, I don't think I ever did that. Sex with a bra? Or very, very rarely.
Why would you have sex with a bra on in real life?
I would keep it on because I wanted the illusion of, oh, look, I've got breasts.
But when they would reach up to, like, grab, and you're like, no, stop, 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 stop.
I know I've let you have sex with me, but don't touch my boobs.
I want to take that bra off. No.
I think sometimes that happens during quickies.
But what I think is more strange here is that Aaron Rodgers, who she's dating,
engaged
to, right?
Yeah.
Is that he still wears his helmet during sex.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes.
Now that I think is odd.
His Packers helmet, sometimes his shoulder pads too.
Which also tells me he probably wears a condom. He just is a very
the man always wears helmets. He just cannot help it.
He's all about safety.
Yeah, if Shailene wants to really get him going that night, she'll wear a Chicago Bears bra, and he'll just be like,
just pounding away.
Oh, my God.
Listen, I think, Shailene, at the end of the day, a guy doesn't care if you've got a bra on, pants on, shorts on. They're just happy to be there, right?
Yeah.
You've never been like, you need to take your bra off.
Why would you take your bra off?
You wouldn't. You'd be like, well, whatever. She's leaving her bra on.
You can leave your hat on for all I care. I don't care.
Neither one of us have been laid in a while.
Yes.
If that's not obvious.
So if you're sitting at home right now and you still got your bra on, I want you to take that bra off, get comfy, because there's more Dish Nation coming up.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Okay, when it comes to marriage, traditionally, it's the man who proposes to the woman, right, y'all?
Right.
Well, not in this case, y'all. Joshua Jackson revealed on The Tonight Show that his wife, Jodie Turner Smith, actually proposed to him.
Oh,
what?
Wow.
Take a look.
Did you guys always know that you were destined, that you were going to get married?
I knew the moment she asked me.
She asked you?
She asked me, yeah.
Did you know that it was going to happen?
I did not know, but she was quite adamant, and she was right. This is the best choice I ever made.
That's what I'm talking about, buddy.
I think more women should actually do this, but Sherry, what do you think? Do you think more women should actually propose to their men if they want to get married?
You know what? It's so funny, because Jodie was on Queen and Slim. I loved her, but it's very interesting, Chewy. I'm a little bit more old-fashioned, because I want to know that you wanted me, that you hunted and caught me, as opposed to me catching you.
Hunted and caught.
That's fair.
Yeah.
That's like old fashioned.
Right?
Like super old fashioned.
I just got a real visual of you being hunted and caught.
Yes. Hunt me. Find me.
And then I feel like this. If you if you ask him to be married to you, do you then have to pay for the wedding? Like, how does this, now you gotta pay for everything, you the man?
I'm confused here with y'all two women talking. Both of y'all been married before to men, and y'all didn't say married, so y'all should have asked him to marry y'all. Maybe y'all would still be married to him.
And Gary about to get married again. Baby, where's your cycle of marriage and not marriage? Where's your ring, Gary? So when you gonna begin on the cycle?
Cause here's the deal, Carrie. I got two wedding rings. It ain't no problem getting another one. But I just I'm old fashioned.
Gary likes to get under y'all skin.
All right, y'all. This story is crazy. Last week, the Tulsa Police Department posted a picture of Lorraine Graves on Facebook as their weekly most wanted person. She was wanted for accessory to murder. Lorraine Graves herself commented on the post asking about the reward money.
Wow.
And then somebody else going by the name of Jane Doe responded, girl, you better stay off social media because they're going to track you. And that's exactly what the police department did, y'all. The very next day, Lorraine Graves was arrested by the Tulsa police and held on a $500,000 bail. So, Gary, come on now. Can you believe this woman was bold enough or dumb enough to comment on her own most wanted post?
Of course. I mean, maybe she thought they told her to call in to get some money, and she just probably was responding to the thing, and that's what happened.
Listen, she will definitely get a slot on World's Dumbest Criminals.
Why are y'all mad at her? If she knew that she did the crime and she was going to get arrested, have bail, not be able to pay it, she just trying to get the award money so she'll have bail money. She was trying to
she
be
got a fake page. She should have got a fake page or something. Like,
you're not eligible for the reward money if you actually are accessory to a murder.
She should have had somebody else do it. She just had it. She had the idea, but it did the wrong execution, okay?
Exactly.
Well, let's pray for Lorraine, honey.
All right, y'all. We all want to make house cleaning easier, right?
Yes. Of course.
Well, y'all, check this out. It's the True and Tidy Spray Mop. It's lightweight and easy to use, and it comes with a washable, reusable microfiber scrubbing pad.
Yo, and the swiveling mop head reaches under and around furniture, plus the handle pivots and folds down, making storage super convenient. And it comes in your choice of pink or white.
Now, the mop also has a removable and refillable water tank, so you can use your favorite floor cleaning solution or homemade cleaner. So, Brad, darling, honey, let me know, how much is this girl?
Well, this spray mop has been seen as high as $50, but for our Dish Nation viewers, it's just
$19. Nice.
Woo, girl. 19. Right. You know what to do. Just go to morningsave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
Up next, Idris Elba wants to know who you are. We'll explain in a little bit.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. Hey. Heidi and Frank, what are you dishing?
Well, Anne Hathaway's ex-boyfriend, Raffaella Fogliatti.
Ooh, very nice.
Good job.
I got a
Frank
tongue for
is
Italian.
So cultured.
Same.
I guess he spent more than 4 years in prison for fraud, and he's spilling the tea on their relationship. He said in a recent interview, Anne cut off all communication with him after he went to the slammer. He claims he spoke to Anne on the phone the night before he was arrested, and he said, we were on the phone for 10 minutes talking about when she might come home. If I remember, Annie's last words were, I love you forever. And we ended the call. That was at 2 a.m. on June 24, 2008. At 6 a.m., I was arrested. Never spoke to Annie again.
Damn. Wow. She said, peace
out.
I'm out of here.
Sounds like such a sad love story, Heidi. Man. Was she wrong in not standing by her man?
No, I'm not a ride or die. I'm not. I'll admit that I'm not. My love is conditional. But you got to also think, Anne Hathaway at that time, she had just finished becoming Jane, and she was going into Get Smart. Like, she was, everything was happening, and I'm sure she had people going,
gonna mess up your brand.
We don't need
this guy's bad for your image. You need to get rid of him. Like,
but wait a minute. First of all, Heidi, I had a boyfriend in prison. He was in prison for 7 years.
Right.
And I stayed with him for one year. And this is why Anne was so right, because you know what you gotta deal with when you got a boyfriend in prison? Collect phone calls, your phone bill high. You gotta go up there on the daggone Greyhound to some town that you don't even know if it's safe.
You gotta keister cell phones.
You gotta get a call from him going, baby, can you put stuff in in my commissary.
All
my
books. Right. Gotta put money on them books.
All right, well, let's see. I think we are all agreeing on that one. Let's see if we can agree on this, because Idris Elba is tired of internet trolls hiding behind fake usernames and private profiles, and I agree with this.
I agree.
Okay, so he went on Instagram to call for the verification of all social media users, not just famous people, to get the blue check mark.
You know how long it took me to get that blue check?
I know. Oh, my God. This is what he said. Quote, if cowards are being supported by a veil of privacy and secrecy, then social media is not a safe space. It is an airplane that allows travelers to wear balaclavas. If cowards want to spout racial rhetoric, then say it with your name, not your username. And I agree with this, because a lot of times the biggest trolls will say something about my picture, and you go, well, let's just see who this guy is.
Yeah, no
And you
picture.
Click on it, and it's private profile. It's like, oh,
you hide behind a private profile, that's Mike 925.
What?
Heidi, I know people with 5 burner accounts that use different ones to talk mess to different people. Like, yeah, they're out there.
Well,
I'm
with Idris on this, then. I think everyone should be verified, because I've had people contact me through DMs to say, Frank, have we been talking for the last week? Because somebody is acting like you're me.
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. I haven't talked to you in the last week. So a lot of people are catfishing through for, you know, representing themselves as other people.
Oh, no.
I don't know how you can actually verify, because, you know, with the internet, you got people who will get around the system. So I just don't know. That's Idris. True. You can come over here. I'll verify you, Idris.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I know, Chewy.
I don't think she's talking about Instagram.
I know.
All right, up next, Jenna Fischer reveals why she was fired from Matt LeBlanc's show. Man with a plan? I guess she didn't have the right plan. We'll explain after the break. Chewy. You see what I did there? Yeah.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Well, some actors will forever be tied to a character that they played. I'm sure you can think of some that you just can't think of them any other way. And that's exactly what happened to Jenna Fischer. She has a podcast, and on the podcast, she of course is from The Office, and she talked about she was fired from starring alongside Matt LeBlanc in his show Man with a Plan. They did the pilot episode. She's all excited. Oh, my God, I'm going to be on a sitcom with Matt LeBlanc. They do the pilot, and she said someone in a focus group said, quote, I don't believe Pam would marry Joey. The chemistry doesn't work between them.
Wow.
And then soon after, Jenna was let go from the show. So she goes, I guess I should just unpack my bags. Because she was on her way to New York thinking.
Because the show was picked up.
It was picked up.
Can you imagine your future being dictated by a focus group, y'all?
Every single day, Chewy.
They could replace me with Jenna Fischer any day now.
Frank, would you be okay with that?
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
And I'd be fine with being replaced by Matt with Matt LeBlanc. Yes. I'm fine with it.
Matt LeBlanc could fill in right
Joey
now.
Joey and I would do fine together.
Yeah.
What two sitcom stars do you think would actually have made a good couple?
Sherry and Bob Newhart.
A little May-December romance.
Yeah,
oh, I love
that'd
it.
Be a great
And then they spend most of the episodes going, so is this your caretaker? It's not.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to MorningSave.com and take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.